After consistent denials, Victoria's top police officer has conceded racial profiling is a problem within the force. Chief Commissioner Ken Lay made the admission after releasing a court-ordered report on the issue. He says changes will now be made to police practices, including an Australian-first trial of a receipt system when officers stop someone to take their details. With more, here's Samantha Donovan.
Victoria Police was forced to examine if racial profiling was common practice in its ranks after a group of young African Australians launched legal action a few years ago, alleging they'd been harassed and even beaten by officers just because they were black. The Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Ken Lay, had maintained racial profiling wasn't a problem, but community feedback for the review has changed his mind.
Some of the stories that we heard would suggest that some of our members did in fact racially profile. Now, I'm not proud of that, I'm not happy about it, but this process has actually given me an insight into some of our practices that I hadn't seen before.
The review of its multicultural training and field contact practices was a requirement of the settlement Victoria Police reached with the young men who brought the racial discrimination case against it. Somali-born Maki Issa was the lead applicant in the federal court proceedings. He'd given evidence that police stopped him without good reason about five times a day in the Melbourne suburb of Flemington. He feels the review vindicates him.
It's an outcome of everything we've been fighting for, and they've acknowledged pretty much everything we've said. Now, you know, we're hoping that all the changes they've promised are implemented.
Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Ken Lay has launched a three-year action plan to improve the way his officers deal with ethnic communities. He says better communication is a priority.
There were suggestions that our communication with some communities was both intimidating, whether it be verbal or non-verbal communication. There had been a failure to provide information and rationale for contact to some members of our community, and the rights and requirements to provide details by members of our community were not always known.
The way in which police officers stop people and ask for their details will be revised, and the monitoring of those encounters improved. Victoria Police has also agreed to trial what community lawyers have been calling for years, a receipt system for field contacts. Chief Commissioner Lay.
There's a number of practices around the world, particularly in the UK, US and Canada, where police are required to record details of particular individuals they spoke to and why they spoke to them. This enables external agencies and people external to Victoria Police to understand why they talk to particular people. Some evidence indicates it's quite helpful, other evidence indicates it's not helpful at all. What we haven't got is an Australian example though, so I'm very keen to develop a model in Australia to give the community some confidence that we're talking to people for the right reasons.
Lawyer Peter Seidel from Arnold Bloch Leibler represented the young African Australians in the federal court case. He's particularly pleased that a receipt system will now be tried out.
Maki was seeking that 6 years ago, so he's come a long way as his community, as have the police, in seeing this through. It's the first step in a long journey ahead as the police seek to overcome the challenges of implicit bias within the force.
Chief Commissioner Ken Lay says he's unable to say as yet if individual officers will be disciplined for engaging in racial profiling, because it's unclear as yet if they did so intentionally.
Samantha Donovan.